is in the sunshine. When you're isolated and doing time, in the sunshine, stuck in a terrible state of mind. You gotta make it through the day, you just gotta make it through the day, you just gotta make it through today.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford and Tufts Educational Radio.
Leaden slate gray clouds stack up over the horizon line. A thin, chalk-like line of white smoke rises from the long, black, Tipperillo-shaped chimney of a Midwestern meth factory.
Yeah. twisting or whipping wild. A red hot burn in those cavernous eyes. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. She said, icy crust. Coyote stands in the blowing dust. Broken Chevy turns, it will never start. My baby cries, open up your heart. She said, I love you.
You hear me knocking?
She said, I. Yeah.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. That was just High from Stars Like Ours, or Stars Like Oz if you're from Boston. Before that, Indiana Line from Crow Follow, and Addict from Lurid Purple Flowers. And before that, the tremendous MG Letterman, who are here right now, performed live in Studio D. Welcome, Mel, Tom, and Mario.
Thanks for having us.
I think I can hear you guys through the microphones. Yep. That was a great set.
Thank you. It was a very fun plan.
Yeah, we're glad we could do it.
So, Mel, you've been here like, you were here like 20 years ago or something?
30 years ago, 30 yeah. Years ago? That was the last time I was in the studio. I remember the load up, the hike up the stairs. Yeah. But it looks exactly the same. I look exactly the same too, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Hasn't aged a bit.
Yeah, I played here about 30 years ago too, in a band called Sumac.
I remember that band.
You remember that band?
Sumac, yeah.
Yep. I think Mikey D was still here back then.
Yeah, he's here in spirit.
Yep.
Like, the only reason we're doing the show, like, he started it, and when he got sick, you know, his friends kept the show going on in hopes that he would, you know, return and take it over. Then eventually, you know,
yeah,
things happen. And the show still goes on, and we're all hoping the show goes on as long as the station goes on.
Yeah, it's legendary.
So, I've seen several of your bands, Mal, and like this band already is like one of your best bands.
Thank you. Yeah.
You guys have played live how many times? Like 3-4
This is actually the second time we played live. The show you came to at the Jungle was actually our first gig, the first MG gig with Tom and Mario. But yeah, I mean, I've been doing this, MG Letterman, which is for all intents and purposes basically what I call my solo piano songs, since around the time when Victory at Sea, this band I was in for a long time, split up, so about 2006, there's been a bunch of different incarnations.
Yeah, I've seen
some of that. Yeah.
But this is clearly the best incarnation.
Of course, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's really, really, you know, came together quick, like just you guys play like you're of one mind.
Oh, that is so nice to hear.
Thank you. Yeah. It's all the cat litter that we inhale when we practice.
Yeah. we were rehearsing Mario's basement in Framingham, and yeah, so we got our own like thing going. We're recording ourselves, and yeah, it's been really fun playing with these guys. Tom joined up with us about, I guess it was about a year ago now. So
almost a year ago. I'm still the new guy.
He's the new guy. Yeah.
Yep. And but Mario's like a multi-instrumentalist wizard. He's definitely the best guitar player in the band. But he also plays bass, and he taught himself to play drums. When did you start drumming?
I started drumming pretty much seriously when I started playing with Mel. Mm-hmm. Mel had we sort of connected on Facebook, and you know, he's like, hey, can you help me do some songs? And so we came down and recorded some songs. We did like 8 songs, and
it was all solo,
it was just
stuff.
Piano
yeah
and vocals,
songs
yeah.
I'd been working on for a while,
and then we decided, Mel just randomly was like, do you want to do this again, and would you like to play an instrument, and, you know, what do you want to play? And I was like, no, I guess I'll do
play
the drums.
Yeah.
they're the biggest thing in the band, really. I mean, I do play guitar and bass, and like on our earlier recordings I was pretty much playing drums, guitar, and bass. I try to lay off the vocals. I've tried singing in other bands, and I had my own band, had several bands actually where I sang, and I'm just, you know, it's really nice just to be behind the kit now. I'm actually having more fun than I've ever had in any of my bands. No offense to any of my old bands if you're out there listening to this, but I'm having more fun now.
Well, you're playing a different instrument. It's a different thing, you know?
Yep.
But I'm very happy with how, like, it's going so far, and we got a gig coming up with Eldridge Rodriguez and Silent Stations at It's a midway. It's another. Our first gig with this lineup was a matinee, and since we're a little older, it seemed to work out well. So we're doing another matinee at the midway, September 30th.
Yeah, the matinees are good for guys like us.
Sounds great.
This is very late for us to be out.
It's past our bedtime. We're too old for this.
Actually, if I can give a shout out to my. My Wednesday night, so I'm in group therapy on Wednesday nights. Mm-hmm. And so I had to tell the group that I wasn't going to make it this week because I'm going to be on the radio. So shout out to Wednesday night therapy group.
All right,
love you guys.
That's kind of like our practices on, but it's like Friday night.
It's Fridays, yeah.
Therapy group. Yeah.
It's funny, like 50% at least of our practices is us talking about our ailments. and medications we're trying and how they might be interacting with other medications.
Yep. Remember when I said we got to stop with the old person humor though?
Yeah.
We didn't stop with it, did we?
No, we sure did not.
Anyway, we're very young and ready to rock.
Yes.
On September 30th at the Midway Cafe.
Yes.
With Eldred Rodriguez and Silent
Station. Yeah, that'll be great.
Yeah, so you did some stuff on Cameron's label, right?
Yeah, so my last album, I'm Ghosts, was on Midriff Records, and I was hoping to put out another record with them. I'm not sure if the label is really doing much besides putting out Eldred Rodriguez at this point. But yeah, they were great to work with. We had a good bunch of bands all together on that label. So yeah, that was great.
Then you also did some movie music.
Yeah, so Mark Finney, local filmmaker and friend of ours, is he made a great movie called Fat, came out 2014, and I had a song that was like on the last scene of the movie, so that was very exciting for me, and some instrumental stuff throughout. And he's got a new film coming out that they just were shooting recently, and I'm gonna have at least one song on the soundtrack to that. He always gets a great local soundtrack, and great filmmaker.
Yeah, and great guy. Yeah. So what's your approach when you guys are doing recording? Do you do demos and bring them in, or do you guys it'd be interesting to hear how you guys put the songs together?
Yeah, so all the songs that we played tonight are actually the songs we just finished tracking basics for the album, and we're just starting with the overdubs and such. But basically, when I started working with Mario, it was me recording a bunch of solo stuff. So we took some of those songs, and there was a few songs I had kicking around that we worked on together, Mario and I, before Tom joined up. And so that's how we were doing it up till this point. I'm hoping, once we get the record recorded with the next batch of songs, I'm hoping to bring more bits and pieces, so there's less pressure on me to come up with this is the whole thing, this is the whole album, and also I like the being in a band, and it's there's definitely we're playing off each other a lot more than when I wrote these songs. It was just me sitting alone in my apartment in the middle of nowhere, Rhode Island. It was just me. So actually, Mario and I met through I did a live solo thing during pandemic out of boredom. Mm. And that's how Mario and I started writing each other. Yeah. He liked what I was playing.
Because I just thought it was really good. And I listened to your stuff on Bandcamp, and I was like, oh man, this is this guy's for real. He's got some really good stuff.
Oh, thank you.
So then when he came down to my basement, I was really honored. And I had just been experimenting with Ableton, and I had just built up a DAW, and did a audio workstation for the first time really. Ever, and I sort of tested it out with Mel, and we started tracking, laying down drums and piano.
Yeah, and I really like the sounds that you get, and I think even for the early demos, which I Yeah, I did release on Bandcamp, sort of. I'm not really promoting it because they were early demos.
Yeah.
But it's a cool thing to have up there, and I think it's got a nice feel, and you understand the songs. Thanks. They're not cluttered up with too much sound.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like a lot of breathing room.
And believe it or not, there's layers of guitars in those. You just can't tell because I'm...
It's the magic, the magic of Mario Posse.
Pan left, pan right. You're good to go.
Yeah, so I heard some of the songs that they did. They posted a couple of those demos online, and I was like, holy shit. I mean, I've been a fan of Mel going way back, like to Victory at Sea and even before that, and you know, with Talia and all that stuff, and so. You know, when I had the opportunity, I jumped on it. Like, if you guys need a sloppy guitar player who can sing some harmonies once in a while.
I love your harmonies. I mean, having you sing harmonies is really, like, bringing the songs to life.
Yeah, the harmonies are great. Yeah.
Because I did a lot of harmonizing with myself on the recordings, but I obviously can't do that live. You know?
Yeah. And it's nice to hear another
voice. Anyway.
Tom and Mel's voice go together really well. I try to sing with Mel every once in a while, but I can never.
You sound all right.
Well, you know, I think Tom sounds better. That's why I let him. That's why I don't sing for the song. But
you got to concentrate on playing drums.
Well,
too.
Yeah.
Nobody
yeah.
likes a singing drummer.
No, God, I hate singing drums myself.
I'm only kidding. I mean, some of us like singing drums.
Phil Collins and all those other drummers. Tom and Mel have a really nice. Their voice really blends together really nicely, and you know, it works really well. And Tom's sloppy guitar playing actually is not so sloppy, and it sounds really, really good. Actually, I think you crushed it tonight, man.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I think you're sloppy in all the right ways.
All my favorite
guitar players.
So nice.
A little bit sloppy.
Getting the warm fuzzies.
I mean, I'm a little sloppy too. So,
yep, we're all a little sloppy.
Rock and roll, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I don't want anything to be too, you know, polished. You know,
right.
That would be like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's neat that you're doing those backing vocals, because then I think it makes you get more into the mood of the song, and then when you're playing the guitar, you're like in that mood, and it's like a vibe.
Yeah. I feel like if you get the right harmonies, like it's like all of a sudden the song can go from like being like two-dimensional to three-dimensional or something. For some reason, that's what I picture. When it works, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe five-dimensional or 23-dimensional.
Yeah.
Well, dimensions are just degrees of freedom. You know, more dimensions, more freedom.
There you go.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, because, like, in my day job, when we're doing, like, physics problems, if you have, like, 17 degrees of freedom, you have to do a 17 dimensional problem. Doesn't matter if you can see how to do, you still have to come up with the answer.
Wow. Yeah. That's cool.
That's awesome.
I always wondered what you did for a day job.
It's very mysterious.
I still don't understand.
I don't either. So it's really cool that you're going to be doing that, the show with Eldridge Rodriguez.
I'm really excited about it. Cameron just committed to it yesterday, so that's good. I'm a little out of the loop at this point. I never took a break from playing music per se, but I did. There was a time between 2018 and when we started playing together, a couple years ago,
2021, I believe.
So, I didn't have a band. It was kind of weird for me.
There was some kind of stuff that was happening with a lot of people, you know, with the lockdown and all that.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it was like even before the lockdown. I kind of like, I like moved to the middle of nowhere. And I had this, you know, kind of like, it was just like a very strange time in my life. But I was always, you know, working on songs. I wish I wrote some more, you know, but they'll come in time, I hope, you know.
Yeah. Oh, you got plenty of songs in you.
Yeah, I always get worried after recording a record. Like, what if I can't write a song again? You know, like, that's like a big fear of mine.
Yeah.
it's always kind of like weird. Like it, when you're, once you're done with a record, you listen to it and you're like, okay, now what? Yeah. So start again. I guess.
Yeah, just start again. And a lot of times when I'm finished with a with doing a record, I just I generally end up being unhappy with it, and I just want to make a better one. maybe that'll happen to you, but hopefully you'll still like it because your record is awesome.
Yeah, I hope so. You know what I mean? I think I will.
So it's really cool. Like, it was just like what, a couple weeks ago, like you guys were playing at the Jungle, and I was like, you guys should come play on the radio, and you were like, yeah. So I mentioned it to Joel, and then like there was an opening, and like he just messaged you like a couple days ago.
Yeah,
like,
it came together.
It's
really
like
fast.
It all came together in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I was happy when he asked, and I was like, crossed my fingers that these guys could do it. You know, I was like, oh, that sounds great, and I'd love to be on the show of Andrew, and you know.
Yeah, we were psyched. I was psyched when I got the text for that.
I just like doing band stuff. You know, if it was up to me, I'd be doing band stuff all day and all night, and you know, I don't really do much exciting stuff besides band stuff, so it's nice to get out. I live in a 400 square foot studio apartment in West Roxbury, and you know, it's not very exciting over there. I have a like balcony that overlooks a funeral home next door, and that's about all the excitement the neighborhood has to offer. So you know, when we get to a chance to be on the radio with Andrew Wilson, you know, we gotta do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, this we've just been blessed with a lot of really cool, you know, guests. Like especially in these, you know, this last year, it's like a dream. Like having you guys, and like we just had Sapling a little while ago, and up and coming artist called Reggie Pearl, who's like split between St. Louis and Boston, and just like.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, and a lot of these like just came about from, you know, me suggesting to the, you know, to the band and to Joel, and so to like to see that happen, you know, it's really special. I'm really glad that you guys came.
Yeah, well,
thank you.
It's our pleasure. Yeah, really,
we're incredibly happy to be here.
Yeah,
and very psyched for the matinee at the Midway.
Yeah, us too. Should be great. Mm. Yep, nice and early.
Yeah.
Go to see some rock and roll, and then, you know, you still can
go out to dinner, you know, or something.
Go to Foxwoods at night. Go to, I don't know what.
Go to home once.
Go to like three more shows after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
you could do that too.
Yep.
If you're a maniac like me.
Right, yeah. There you go.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. It was a great set.
Thank you.
Andrew. Yeah,
thanks
again.
So much.
Spend alone with you, it feels so much sweeter. But now I know fiction from truth. You are a defeater. Oh no, you are a defeater. You are a defeater. Oh no, you are a defeater. You are a defeater. Oh no. Defeater is a type of boy with a handsome face that feels no joy. 'Cause you can look in his eyes, but be aware he's no prize. Who might feel good in his own? Keep away, don't be charmed. He'll make you into a mess, stab you in the chest. 'Cause he's a deceiver. Don't be a believer. He thinks with his Peter. Oh, what a creature. Oh no, but he's your defeater. He's your defeater. Oh no. Defeater, oh, oh. who makes a lot of mistakes and gets a lot of ideas, won't show emotions or self-control. He's just a cheater on the repeater. He thinks with his Peter. Oh, sure, oh no. But he's your defeater. He's your defeater, oh no. He's your defeater.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Be Mine Tonight by Jay Allen and the Arch Criminals. Before that, About a Girl from Andrea Gillis. And before that, Defeater from Only Child. Now we're going to hear something from the Chelsea Curve.
All the times we were looking for something, but there's nothing going on around here. Undiscovered, undercover, but there's nothing going on around here. Looking for something, anything. I wonder if there's anything I ever walk about, talk about. On my favorite way, and at my chest, there's nothing going on around here. Many times I sat and wondered why there's nothing going on around here. Treading time, keep going under, but there's nothing going on around here. You got nothing, I got something. I'm feeling
It don't matter to me. I won't shed a tear. Won't let my eyes weep for you. The rungs on the ladder are deep. I'll keep climbing clear. Won't rest my head until I do. So you go your way and I'll go mine. Maybe our paths will cross in time. If they don't you worry. I say, it don't matter to me.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Underachiever from the Jack Lights. Before that, Little Disaster from Gymnasium. Before that, Until I Do from Other Brother Daryl. And before that, Nothing Going On from the Chelsea Curve. And now we're going to hear something from the Daylilies.
Trying to look, but you can't afford your time.